Why am I not getting booked on more podcasts? Or why am I not getting leads and clients from the interviews I guest on? Common questions. And if you're asking this, you're going to want to listen to this episode because I have a few reasons why and some solutions to fix it. Sharing how to position yourself as a guest expert, how to take control over the interviews so that you are seen as an authority, and how to leverage the episodes to maximize your authority, influence, and leads. But before we dive in, I want to share another podcast favorite of mine, Beyond the Microphone. Here's the trailer.
Did you get into podcasting with a story to tell? Are you driven by passion and purpose? Has your podcasting journey evolved over time? Have you made not only discoveries about growing your podcasts, but also discoveries about yourself? I'm Adam Baru, the host of Beyond the Microphone, a podcast about podcasters and the stories behind their shows, how they went from concept to reality, and the discoveries made along the way. Join me each Tuesday as I interview podcasters about their journey and how the podcasting experience has changed their lives.
Welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips. And today I want to share with you how to leverage podcast guesting to maximize your authority and your influence. So maybe you've been guesting on podcasts for a little while now, but you still kind of feel like the best kept secret. Maybe you're not getting on the amount of shows that you would like, or you're not getting noticed. Or maybe you are being on shows, but those episodes aren't really showcasing your authority and you're not getting the results that you want out of those episodes. So today I'm going to share three quick fixes to position yourself as an expert so that you do get noticed and you get booked on more shows. Why your interviews may not be showcasing your authority and your expertise, and how to update your one sheet, topic, and questions so that it can make a huge difference, and three steps to craft your talk, guide the podcast host, and boost your influence. And lastly, I'm going to touch upon how to leverage those episodes once they go live. All right, so let's dive into the first problem. You see all your friends and you see all your peers being booked on lots of shows, and you're wondering why you're not. The problem is that others are not seeing you as a guest expert, and you're quite often not showcasing yourself as an authority, as a guest expert. So here are a few quick fixes to help that. The first one is having a press page on your website. So if you go to smoothbusinessgrowth.com, and on the about, just underneath it, there is a press page. There's a picture of me, my bio. There are my interview topics, questions, my links for social, one sheet, headshot. So all the stuff that anyone would ever need. And underneath, I do showcase some opportunities that I've had where I've been speaking on stage. But you can obviously have maybe some top podcasts that you've guested on. So that way, when people are going to your website, they see that you've done it before, you're totally prepared, you're professional, and they have all the information that you need, especially seeing the interview questions or the interview topics, right? Because they can kind of picture, okay, that can serve my audience. I love that topic. I would like to invite them on the show. So make sure you set that up. Again, it's super, really easy to do. Now, on your website, once episodes do go live, publish them on your website as a blog post. So you would have, just like as if you're a host, you may publish your, hopefully you publish your episodes on your website. You can have the image, an audio link, maybe embed the YouTube video if it's available, link to the host, their podcast, iTunes, their website, Everyone wants backlinks. You can have, obviously, create your own show notes if the host doesn't create them already. You can have call to actions in there. You can, like, on that sidebar widgets, have different call to action images so that you can capture leads. So that's just like an added bonus. But in a nutshell, you want people to go to your site, know that you guest on podcasts, what you are an expert on, so that they can picture you being on their show. So it positions you in a different way. Lastly is don't forget about your social media platforms, especially LinkedIn. So you want people to go there and also see that you're a guest expert. So even in the banner images, you can, you know, have pictures of you on stage or use text that showcases that you guest on podcasts. And then more importantly is your title in LinkedIn, your, you know, the bio, the about, the description, whatever you want to call it, saying that you speak on stages, saying that you guest on podcasts such as blah, 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 giving some examples of some key podcasts that you've guested on. So when people are checking you out, as they do, I know for me as a host, if someone pitches to be on my show, I always check out their website. I always check out their LinkedIn account to see what they're an expert on. Have they guested before? And all those good things, and checking out episodes that they've guested on. So three quick fixes there so that you can get more invites to be booked on shows because you're positioning yourself as that guest expert. All right, so let's head into the next problem. So let's say you are guesting on shows and the interview is not what you anticipated. This happened to me a lot. And I learned from it. So imagine with me for a second that you guest on a show and they ask just like random questions and you feel like the episode just kind of like goes all over the place. You didn't get a chance to talk about your products. You didn't get a chance to seed your program. You didn't get a chance to talk about, you know, your whatever method or your podcast leverage system or whatever it may be. And so what happens is the episode isn't focused. And then often the title that they will give for that, I've had this. It's like, what were the titles? They were like, I don't know, how to have smooth business growth with Lindsay Phillips. It's like, just because my, you know, business name has smooth in it. It's like, it's so vague. So no one knows what the topic really is. No one knows how they can benefit from listening to it. And then the episode is just kind of like all these random questions, kind of goes all over the map. And they're not hooked. They don't know how I can solve any of their problems. And they're certainly not going to opt into a lead magnet and get onto my e-list because it's just kind of like general and boring, to be quite honest. And it's not always the host's fault. You can take control and you can fix this. I actually did a whole podcast episode on this. It was 5 steps to attract more leads and clients from your podcast interviews. I'll put the link to that in the show notes as well. But I'm just kind of going to run through it as a quick synopsis on what you can do to fix this problem. So first of all is making sure that your topics are very specific. So instead of like how to leverage podcast guesting, it could be like how to leverage podcast guesting in 4 steps to boost your authority and influence. So whoever's listening, they know what exactly the show is about and how it's going to benefit them. And then you also want to look at the questions. So craft the interview questions for each topic very specifically. So it sets you up to talk about exactly what you want to talk about. So like, you know, oh, your podcast leverage guesting system has 4 steps. What are they? Or, hey, your first step is publishing for results. How does that help the guest? And then that way, you know exactly how to answer it. You can showcase your method, your system, your expertise. Now, I'm going to backtrack a little bit and just talk about your one sheet. So a lot of one sheets will have the like three topics, and that's great. But the list of questions, like, oh, here's some, you know, ideas for interview questions that you can ask. And there's like 10 of them. Three of them often are like super general. Ask me about my journey. Ask me about how I grew my business six figures, whatever, super general. But then the rest of the questions are like, they relate to the topics, but they're like, there's a couple for this topic and a couple for this other topic. And so those list of 10 questions are like this jumble of mismatched questions without a focus. And what happens is the host, they might pick a topic, but they're going to default to those questions because they don't know any better. They don't know your topic inside out like you do. So if you craft questions for each topic, and your one sheet doesn't have to be one page, it can be two pages, by the way, then you can guide the host to ask the questions that you want that set you up for success and showcase your authority. Next is take it one step further and think about stories that you can tell that illustrate or give examples of how it works, of the results that you've gotten from your programs or your clients. And so literally write them out and then have them be like a sound bite. So it has to be really short and concise, the problem, what you used or did to fix it, and then the results. And then you kind of like have that cheat sheet beside you. So when you have an interviewer or host asking you a specific question, you got like a story to tell. And stories are so much more engaging in podcasts. And even one of your interview questions can say, hey, can you share a story where blah, 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 and then it sets you up. So it showcases the results that you're going to get. The interview will come out as way more effective and showcasing your authority and your influence. All right. So what happens once a podcast episode goes live that you've guessed it on? Yes, you share it. But before you share it, make sure that you set up that episode as a blog post, if you will, under podcast category, blog category, whatever you want. But you want to have it as content on your website. And you don't have to take the graphic that they have, so that, you know, it's like random branding all over your website or on social. You can create your own graphic that says, hey, I'm featured on this show. Here's the topic. Here's what it's about. And then if their show notes are kind of like, there's like five bullets of like what the show's about, or maybe it's like a little tiny summary in your bio. It's like, it doesn't really explain what the show is about or how people could benefit it. Get your own show notes. You know your content. It would be super easy to do up. So you can create your own show notes. And then, you know, dig up their YouTube video, embed it, embed their audio link, link to the host, all that good stuff. Next, email your list every time an episode goes live. Now, what I like to do in the email is actually share a tip from the episode. And sometimes I'll even create a graphic for it so that the email is serving the audience and giving them like a little nugget that they can take away and benefit from. And then it's like a tease in, right? Hey, I also shared this, this, and this on the episode. Take a listen. And where are they going to go? To your website so that they can see, read whatever the blog post there. And then see all your call to actions, your services, and all that good stuff. So you have more chance of converting them, right? You can create a LinkedIn newsletter and article on that. You can do a short video about that episode to tease it. And then, hey, go listen to it. You can ask for the raw video. Don't be afraid when you're guesting on a show to ask for the raw video. And right at the interview, say, hey, do you mind, you know, emailing me the raw video once it's rendered? And then that way I can use it for video clips, reels, can put it on my YouTube channel. So that way the episode that you're on is like everywhere. And think about it. If you had the raw video, you could create a ton of reels. There's probably a ton of little quotes and snippets and insights that you've shared in that episode that you can use as content. How easy is that? So ask for that. Create the square videos, the reels, YouTube shorts, right? And creating a ton of social media posts, quotes. You can have like just a question that you ask your audience for a social media post. And this is what we do. This is my love. This is what is like my mojo, my area of expertise is that content marketing part of it, where it, whether you're a host or a guest, once that episode's live, leverage it, repurpose it, multiply with it, you know, and publish it for more results. Again, this is part of my podcast leverage system, one for a host, one for a guest, same concepts. So by, again, just kind of like recap, showcasing and positioning yourself as a guest expert, taking control back over those interviews by being very strategic with your topics, your questions, and your stories that you share in the episodes, and then what you do after the episode goes live. All of these things help you use those podcast guesting experiences to maximize your authority, your influence, but also leads and clients, and a way to generate content without killing yourself. So hopefully this episode helped you out and it kind of like got those wheels turning. Again, I've got my podcast leverage system. So go to smoothbusinessgrowth.com and you can't miss it. It's all over my website. And just optimize your podcast guesting so that you can get the most results from it. All right, till next week, guys. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.